Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We welcome into the morning show General Manager of the Atlanta Braves, Alex Anthopoulos, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline. Morning to you, Alex.
Good morning, guys.
So, Alex, tell me, back-to-back NLCS, how does this one compare to the previous four, three, I guess, playoff runs and to last year?
Yeah, so I guess I would say this has been more rewarding because we just it was a grind. It was a grind. It's felt like the really long year. It's been dog years, you know. So to get through it and to end out on top and win the division, and now to get back to the CS. You know, I didn't realize this, but you know, someone mentioned it in the office the other day, and I know we got to the CS a year ago, but it wasn't in Atlanta, and it was in Dallas and so on. This is the first time since 2001. Atlanta's going to have, you know, the Braves are going to have a CS game, which I didn't realize that. I just always viewed the Braves as having a ton of success and being in the playoffs. And, you know, I didn't realize that we haven't had a CS game in 20 years here. So that's really cool. And it's exciting for the fans. And obviously the atmosphere at the ballpark's been great in these playoff games. So I would expect that to continue. And I know our players really enjoy it as well.
Talking with Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of the Braves, a lot to talk about with him. Oh, by the way, did you go out to make a run and get pearls? Did you do that?
So I didn't. So my family came to the game, and I have a hard time. I don't behave great when I watch. So I watched in my office, and my family. We have a suite like that the baseball operations staff can go to. So my wife and two kids watched the game there, and after I saw them after the game on the field, they had pearls on. So I guess my wife had arranged to get them at the team store. They're $3 a pop. And you know, Jock Peterson was down on the field, and he was kind of just blown away. He's like, whoa. I didn't think he realized that all these fans were starting to wear pearls. And I think he almost was – there was a part of him that's like, I didn't realize this whole thing had really become you know, kids are wearing them and fans are wearing them, and he's pretty excited about it. So I think it's great for my kids that they still get a chance to be fans and enjoy this kind of stuff.
You're that clutch. Yeah, people are – yeah. Hey, let's Alex, let's go back to the middle here. I want to go back to the trade deadline for a moment. You know, Cunha's injured. He's out. Braves are searching for the right mix. You make multiple moves to rebuild the outfield. Has that worked out as you expected it would, or has that actually worked out better than you thought it would?
Yeah, so the big thing is I look at run differential a lot. And at the time, even though we were whatever it was, three games, four games, five games under 500, obviously no one had really pulled away from the division. I think for a good chunk of the year, the Mets were maybe 10 games over 500 or 12. But our run differential was still pretty good. And we had a lot of guys that got off to slow starts. And you knew guys like Freddie Freeman and Dansby and all these other guys. Even Charlie Morton got off to a slow start the first month. They were ultimately all the indicators. We have all kinds of data and information that these things were short-term things, and they were ultimately going to come back, and their numbers were going to be where they needed to be. So knowing that we had been grinding through, our run differential was still good relative to the other teams in the NL East. There's still another 2 months of the year left at the trade deadline. And we fully expected to get Noah back, Anderson back, Darno back. Then you add a lot of players at the trade deadline. 60 games in 2 months is a lot of games. It's a lot of time. So, you know, look, these guys all played really well. They came up huge for us. You don't know exactly how they're going to perform, but we acquired these guys for a reason. They had upside. Soler started getting hot. He'd been good in the past. A lot of indicators there that he was starting to turn it around. Eddie Rosario had been a really good player. It started off slow for the Indians. Just before he got hurt, he started to get it going. That wasn't a surprise that he was capable of swinging the bat well. Adam Duvall had know, played well for us in 2020 and played well, obviously, in 2021. His OPS was lower, but still power and great defense. And they were just such upgrades over what we ran out there. So with what we had already had and what we had coming back in the month of August, we truly felt like we had a real chance to make a run at this thing.
Well, obviously, true. I mean, look at how hot you've been over the last, we were talking about 18 games. Eliminating San Diego, eliminating Philadelphia, eliminating Milwaukee, and playing great baseball here. Talking with Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of the Braves. We'll talk about the NLCS just a moment. Freddie hits the home run the other night, Alex, and Pay the Man starts trending on digital. I'm curious, are you talking now or do you pause now because of what, you know, the NLCS and potentially World Series here? Do you pause now and wait till it's all over?
I mean, I've been consistent with this, and I totally get the question. I expect it, right? So, one, anytime we're talking with any player about any contractual items, I work really hard to keep that quiet, to not be a distraction. Obviously, it's the elephant in the room. He's going to be a free agent right now, and he wants to stay here. We want to keep him and so on. You know, I got all the, you know, I had friends sending me texts, and MLB Network had a Brinks truck and my face on the steering wheel or something, going to his house or something, you know, which is great, laughing. Look, I hope he hits another 20 and people keep talking about it and everything. Like, that's a great outcome. Our goal always is to win. And obviously I want to see him have success. I want to see all of our players have success. So I don't worry about that kind of stuff. He's a great player. He doesn't need a great postseason or a home run for any of that stuff to change. He's a reigning MVP. He's a perennial 900 OPS guy. He's a durable, gold glove defense at first base. Runs the bases exceptionally well. That doesn't get talked about enough. For a big guy who's not necessarily a pure speed guy, he's a very smart player. You know, all those things, regardless if he went 0-4 in the playoffs or he had 20 home runs in the playoffs, it wouldn't change a thing. Small samples and so on, that doesn't change things. So our desire to have him here and to keep him here long term, that doesn't change. I want him to go completely off. I want everybody to go off. And look, if that continues to happen, that's a really good thing because that probably means we're going to continue to win games.
Alex Anthopoulos joining us. Let's talk about the NLCS here. Game 5 tonight between the Giants and the Dodgers in San Francisco. Big advantage to you that you were able to close out in 4 from a pitching rotation standpoint and those two teams have to go to a 5?
No doubt. I think it's huge, especially for us. Look, the way we used our relievers, Tyler Matzik, Luke Jackson, those guys pitch 4 out of 5 days, and they're ready to go, but that is a lot. And in the postseason, even Luke Jackson, we were celebrating on the field, and I was like, man, 4 out of 5, that was awesome. And he basically was yelling, he's like, we post, which means we're available to pitch all the time. Like, there's a sense of pride that comes with that. And then certainly what Charlie did as well for us, coming on short rest and so on. You know, we've given Charlie a lot of extra days rest throughout the season whenever we could, but I think that ultimately paid off for us now when we've needed him in some spots. So the fact that we have all this time, I'm hoping tonight's game goes really long. I hope it goes extra innings. I hope they both deplete their pens, and they only have one day off, and maybe that'll help us in a game one scenario or a game two scenario. So, you know, from our standpoint, knowing that our bullpen's going to have rest, our position players are going to have rest, and we have more time off to get them healed up, it should only help us in at least in the first two games.
Yeah, either's going to be a tough out. I get that. But there is, you know, the whole thing about redemption against the Dodgers from 3-1 last year. And there is the whole, hey, listen, there's a bunch of former Braves starting for the Giants here. But there's also home field. Is that something that kind of creeps into your thought process here, that home field is going to matter a lot and maybe we should root for the Dodgers?
You know, so I look at it, yeah, you can look at it up so many ways, right? So, yeah, home field's nice. I don't necessarily love the fact that we have to potentially get on a plane tomorrow. You know, we still have to decide the roster. We don't know which team we're going to play. So we have to decide who's on the team. We're doing all our advance preparation and so on. We have it ready for both clubs. We still need to go through that with the staff. We still need to go through that with the players. So that's obviously going to be crammed if we're going on the road. So it's much easier and much more convenient to be at home. That being said, we've been good on the road this past year. We've played well. So I think the minute you start getting into who you want to play and so on, I thought we lined up really well against the Cardinals in 2019, and we lost. So you don't know. I think a lot of people thought we wouldn't beat the Brewers, and we did. So you don't know when it comes to the playoffs. I think ultimately if you pitch, you have a chance. I think it's a big reason why we advanced last year. We had a tremendous offense a year ago, but it's hard to score runs in the playoffs. It really is. And the long ball and home runs, a lot of times that's how you put them together because everyone's game planning and so on. And so to me, if we pitch, our rotation, our bullpen does a good job, we'll be in each game.
Alex Anthopoulos, general manager of the Braves. Two more questions here, if I can, Alex. Again, Braves.com/tickets. Tickets are available for the first game in Atlanta right now this morning at Braves.com/tickets. Everything matters at this point. Your starting pitching has been great so far. Relief pitching has really been, the bullpen's been really, really good down the stretch, which has been a nice thing to see. The defense has been great. You've been clutch off the bench. Lord knows you've been clutch off the bench. Hitting, bombing, their bombing team, they're a little bit sketchy there. What's the one area that this team has to excel in between now and 3 weeks from now for you to celebrate and have a parade?
You know, so look, obviously you'd love to score runs and put up 10 runs, but in the playoffs and the postseason, it's just hard to do. You don't see it very often. The LA Dodgers lost the game 1-0, and they're an unbelievable offense. They're loaded. They're stacked top to bottom. And the Giants went out with their bullpen and their rotation. It's just hard to bank on scoring runs. Last year, we had four guys that were silver sluggers last year. And even if you look at the Red Series, those were close games. Even game two, we were up a run, and then we hit two solo homers in the ninth. So you just can't bank on being able to score runs. We have a lot of really good players, but people are paying such attention. We're exploiting weaknesses, and you'll see a guy throw 10 curveballs in a row if he needs to, or doing certain things. We just have such a different level of prep, and a lot of it is on the mound with the guys that start and relievers and the guy behind the plate. So the Atlanta Braves did not advance past the first round in a long time. I'd heard about it all 3 years I'd been in Atlanta, my first 3 years. Finally, last year, we broke through. And I believe we broke through because we finally started to pitch. And Anderson was great, and Fried was great. Bryce Wilson and Kyle Wright were great, and the bullpen was fantastic as well. And we went into the postseason with as good an offense as you were going to find in the NL. But you can still be shut down. So I still think it comes down to the rotation. We would love to go up and put up 8-10 runs. It would be big for the bullpen and everybody else. You just can't count on doing that when it comes to the playoffs.
Got 30 seconds. Final question, Alex Anthopoulos. Thanks for taking the time here. You've been part of championship teams. Does this team have that put your thumb on it, be able to write it down, it factor? Do they have the it factor?
Yeah, I was talking to Max Fried again after we won this last game and just in the clubhouse, and he feels that way. He feels like there's just a vibe, a mix, a group. And I know everyone, when they win, they say this is a great group of guys and we love it and so on. But you definitely start to believe. And, you know, he said, look, some people think we're overachieving and so on. And we had the third best run differential in the NL behind LA and behind the Giants. So we're there. I know we didn't have the win total, but we weren't the same team at the end of the year, and we were playing well at the end. So I certainly think we do, but look, you need guys to perform and you need some breaks as well. So it's going to be tough, but we're certainly, it would not surprise me if we won the whole thing.
Alex, thanks. Certainly hope we see you at a parade. Thank you very much for taking the time.
All right, guys, enjoyed it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.